We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The race day.
Oh, gosh. The emotional reaction. So full of gratitude for all the people that volunteer, all our sponsors. I can look out at the race course now, and I see different groups of people doing things. And we've had meetings with these people 3-4 months ago and discussed what was going to happen. And here to see it all come to fruition is just incredible. I see people walking up to St. James, and we have the Honors Club up there, and I know what's going to happen in there. And there's just so many great people here in town that all it takes the whole town to make this race work.
Now, we'll get to the other stuff, but from a you perspective, is it the type of event that, like, you know, the Monday after Thanksgiving you kick in for the next year? Like, how much work actually goes into putting on a race in small Manchester, Connecticut, that has some of the best runners in the world and 10,000 of their friends?
It's no work at all.
Ah!
It's not. It's all joy. It's a group of people that I put myself around that are just great giving people. And we all have the same task to make this the best road race in America on Thanksgiving Day. And we're all single-minded, and we're all pulling the oars the same way, and we're all going to the same goal. And it's just the best thing ever.
Tell me, we're talking with Trish Carter, president of the Manchester Road Race. In terms of numbers, are we up from last year? I mean, give us a sense of the – and how does that relate to, let's say, 2019? Like, give us some context of what we'll see today.
COVID really shot – everybody.
Yeah.
It was just terrible.
And with all events like this, over the country.
All over the country. So that's when we came up with the virtual road race, which we still have. We still have that.
Let's face it. I've done that with it's not the same.
It's definitely not the same. But I can only say that people can leave Manchester, but Manchester never leaves them because they can do it virtually. Like my daughter's going to do it in California tomorrow.
Fun.
Yeah. So we have people all over who are Manchester people who are doing it. So that's a really neat thing that came out of COVID. But road racing is starting to make a comeback. We're not to pre-pandemic levels yet. I don't know if we ever will be. I'd like to think so. One year we had 14,000. I think talked to Dave Prindeville.
14,000.
Yeah, one year we had that with Dave Prindeville when he was president. We had that. That was just a perfect storm for that number. But I don't know if it ever comes back.
Let me just interject for a second. Yeah, sorry. Why is that? Is that you just lost some athletes forever, like people who did it casually or just sort of, it's not a lingering COVID fear, is it? Or is it just that people, when they're 2 years off, they just change their lifestyle and they're gone?
I think the latter, but also there's been a lot of things happening to Americans. We had the Boston Marathon
in 2013.
Tragedy. There's some lingering effects with that. There's some lingering effects with COVID. I think there's a lot of that. And I think people got used to being home and the socialization factor. People aren't willing to go out to restaurants quite as much. That's anyway my life. But
listen, you're up 1,000 over last year.
Yeah, definitely up 1,000. And we're coming back.
We're
going to – because I can only say once you come to Manchester and run the race one time, we got you.
It's so much fun. I talk about – I'm a very casual – road race person. I do a couple a year.
Yeah.
I do this. I do Falmouth, and they're both similar in the sense that if you're a total nobody like me, you could still feel really good because there's thousands of fans that cheer on the number one person as much as the number 10,000 person, and if you're not a big time athlete, that's kind of cool to be cheered on during a race.
Right. I've run many, many, many races in my life, and most races you're on some street and you're looking at the guy ahead of you trying to catch, and there's somebody behind you you're trying to run away from, but there's nobody else there cheering. People come back to Manchester because we have the whole course. People are cheering. We have 13 bands out there. We have people who on their own just put rocky music blasting and things. it is just so much fun to be out there. And it's a fun event, and it's the best day of the year. Family and food, how can you get any better than this?
You can't. Trish Carter, president of the Manchester Road Race, joining us here on Brian and Company. We have just a couple of quick minutes left. I think the other element is the charity side of it. And again, you know, with some 9,600 people registered for the race, that's money that goes to a cause. And there's also, if you want to get involved with the causes, just talk about the charitable side of this race.
Well, traditionally we have given to the MDA with the Tall Cedars. That was something that they started a long time ago, and we've continued that. Then the MAC charity here in Manchester we've given to, and then the PAL, Police Athletic League. Those are probably a three principal charities. We have started something called the Honors Club. I referred to that earlier.
Over by the church?
Over by the church. So people pay $100 to go in there, and they have heat and indoor
heat.
Plumbing. Not today, you don't need it. It's beautiful out there. But indoor plumbing is a nice amenity. And so they pay $100, and we have all that money go to one charity. Last year went to Interval House. And this year is going to be going to a community guidance clinic in Manchester.
And how many people do it?
This year we have 84 signed up.
Wow, that's a lot.
So we have $8,400 going directly to them. So it's neat. It's another great year, great time of year when we get together and we decide what charities we give to.
Trish Carter, president of the Manchester Road Race, joining us here on Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080, live all morning from the Manchester Road Race. And we're starting to get some early light.
Yeah.
And things are pretty calm on the street. A lot of news crews, a lot of DPW workers from Manchester. Law enforcement here as well to ensure everybody's safety. And if you want to just get out with a cup of coffee, take the kids out, find a place on the course, drop anchor, and just watch and cheer people on. In terms of now, the course hasn't changed like ever.
Well, sometimes there's been streets that have corners shortened a little bit, but no, it's one loop around the course.
4.748.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, I've asked this before, but it's an odd number.
Yes.
It's not 5 miles. It's not a 5K. It's not a 10K. Just tell people again, why is it that number, and why did you keep it that way?
Well, that's the back in 1927 when they first ran the race with 12 high school kids. They ran a loop. And then when they put, changed that at one point when they put in 384. So that changed the course a little bit.
Oh.
So since then, it's just always been one loop, and we just changed the loop a little bit.
I love it. I think it's such a cool distinction of the race, right?
Yeah. I mean, we have our logos that we have on the back of our cars, 4.478. So it's just a fun thing, and it's just so much fun.
Yeah. Well, listen, Trish, okay. I hope the day goes wonderful. Okay. Happy holiday to you.
Okay, thank
and,
you.
And hopefully we'll be back for many, many more and everything goes off without a hitch. We're happy to talk to Trish Carter, president of the Manchester Road Race. And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.